in the morning.
24 minutes after 7 a.m. this morning is where we're at. Of course, we move along to our next feature now. Now, the movement Khatfo has filed a complaint at the Office of the Public Protector against the City of Cape Town for alleged mismanagement of funds issued to Oricon. Now, according to the company's website, they've been appointed by the City of Cape Town to manage the Community Residential Units Refurbishment Program. The project was initiated by the city to address maintenance issues of more than 40,000 rental properties in the Range, Heidefeld, Hanover Park, Cape Town, as well as Ottery, to mention but a few. Now, joining us online is Fadil Adams, spokesperson for Khatfo Cape Town. Assalamu alaikum, good morning. Thank you for joining us, Fadil.
Alaikum salam, and salam alaikum to all the viewers, listeners,
yeah, not TV. But of course, Fadil, just to understand, in terms of the complaint that was filed at the Office of the Public Protector, when exactly was this?
2008. We filed the complaint on Monday morning. 2008, the City of Cape Town embarked on the community housing, the community residential units in Cape Town, right? It was supposed to be an upgrade of 43,000 flats found mostly on the Cape Coast. This is affecting mostly the so-called colored people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they appointed two agents, implementing agents, ACOM, Oricon. These are the people that were supposed to efficiently supervise the entire process from the beginning to the end. 43,000 units were earmarked. To date, 10 years later, less than 5,000 have been completed. The project is stopped. From what I understand, the money is up. Now, we have documentation here listing the failures of these companies, listing over 130 million rand. I mean, you need to say this slowly. 130 million rand misspent, mismanaged, paid for projects that have never been started, paid for projects that have never been finished. We have a list here of black-owned, and when I say black-owned, see brown companies, that have been put out of business and that have been severely hamstrung by these companies, the refusal to pay them. It's just madness. When I look at this, it's just madness.
So what's been the reason behind, obviously, these payments being made, but the work not being completed?
Mm-hmm. Look, it's a clear case. I'm not an attorney, but this is a clear case of fraud. And this is a clear case of a cover-up by the City of Cape Town and by the higher-ups in the City of Cape Town. When I tell you that I come from a building industry, from the building industry, I know exactly how it works. On a project like this, there's got to be a bi-weekly, at least a monthly meeting with my client, where I have to keep him abreast of all things financial, all things structural. I mean, if the city hasn't been informed of this, then I need to ask, why haven't you asked for reports? I mean, I sent with a letter, an email, right, that was handed to me, that was sent by the MEC of Safety and Security, which says, this is J.P. Smith saying, there's a clear prima facie case of criminal activities, and the city is implicated. Criminal charges need to be laid, all dockets must be handed to SAPS, and the offending contractor needs to be dismissed. Now, no charges were ever laid, no documents were ever laid over to the police services, and the contractor, the offending contractor, to this day works for the City of Cape Town. So where does the cover-up begin?
So in terms of communication with the City of Cape Town, apart from Alderman J.P. Smith, who else were you liaising with?
I spoke to the mayor in an open-air meeting, and it is on camera, and I said to him, Mr. Mayor, you need to tell us what happened to the 600 million then. And he took my phone number, and on camera, he promised to get back to me in a week, and he's been ducking me since. I got a call from his office saying that they had an internal investigation, and no, there was no evidence of criminal wrongdoing. Now, I've heard the NEC for Safety and Security, when the communities cry about crime in our area, what does JP say? He says that the city has no investigative powers whatsoever, except when it sues him. They can investigate certain cases, apparently. So, you know, when I tell you that this is a clear case of criminal misconduct, it is a clear case of criminal misconduct. The city received 600 million rand to upgrade 43,500 flats. Mm-hmm. It upgrades less than 5,000 flats. I have the attorney's letter, which is a public document. I is incorporated, the city's attorneys, dismissing ACOM, telling them that you've endangered the lives of the people of Dina Court in Manenberg, the possessions of the people, the city's property. Here's the letter. It dismisses them, but the city doesn't dismiss them. The city keeps them on. Now, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but if I add my ones and my ones, I come up that these companies are nothing more than fronts for the Democratic Alliance election campaign. I tell you, if the public protector does a thorough investigation, it's going to discover that these people are probably the DSD holders, and that they are using the people, the poor people, remember, these flats are for people earning nothing to 3,500 a month. These are the poorest of the poor. They are using the lives and the rights and the dignity of these people as an ATM.
Okay. Faisal, I'm going to ask you to hold the line. Let's get our headlines at the bottom of the hour. We'll continue the conversation when we return. Thank you.
Okay.
Welcome back to Breakfast Beat, brought to you by Golden Feather Spur, Vangate Mall. Call them on 021-633-7484.
Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
7:31 this morning. Of course, we are speaking with regards to the movement Khatfor that has filed a complaint at the Office of the Public Protector against the City of Cape Town for alleged mismanagement of funds issued to Oricon. And according to the company's website, they've been appointed by the City of Cape Town to manage the Community Residential Units Refurbishment Program, which, as we've been told, have come to a halt. But online, speaking to us, a spokesperson for Khatfor Cape Town, and that is Fadil Adams. Fadil, welcome back.
I'm still here.
Right. So in terms of the Office of the Public Protector, have you received receipt of your complaint?
The Public Protector, the office we were in, is a sub-office. They merely take in the document. They then send it forward to Pretoria. I think they get back to us within 21 or 28 days because they need to have a look at the documentation we've given them and see if there's an actual case. But with the documentation we've given them, it's an open and shut case. When I tell you it's an open and shut case, you don't even have to connect the dots. The line is drawn.
Mm. Now,
with a non-payment thing, if I was to hand over a building, let's say I was supposed to I'm commissioned to upgrade this building.
Yeah.
Before I can get paid, a city inspector needs to come up.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to come up and sign off on this document. This building needs to be signed off. It needs to be handed over. So if I've been paid, let's say, 10 million in, but nothing's been done. All the work is half done.
Yeah.
How am I getting paid? The city will not release these funds. The city cannot release these funds unless the inspector signed off. So the inspector, well, he needs to be investigated. Then his boss needs to be investigated. Then the HOD needs to, and then the person who put the pressure on the HOD needs to be investigated. I mean, this thing cannot possibly stop with a humble city inspector or the building inspector. It can't possibly stop me.
Have you made any direct contact with Oricon themselves?
Oricon hasn't taken a single phone call of mine, and from what I understand, they wouldn't give me an answer anyway, because other people have tried to speak to them before. Other people simply have not been as tenacious as we are, because this is not a new thing.
Mm.
It has been spoken about, but the city has covered it up, and the city has covered it up.
So in terms of, you know, these particular units in the various areas, what are the residents actually saying?
The residents are in the dark because half the residents don't even know these upgrades were supposed to happen. I mean, you know, it was front page in the Sunday Times years ago of the debacle in Manenberg, where a prominent gangster was awarded the security tender. You know, we saw now the other day that the city gave 40 million rand to a known gangster's wife. That's the tender she received in the Ala Park. This is not a new thing. This is how the city of Cape Town operates. I mean, this is a mafia. When I tell you that it is so close, the shop is so close that I can tell you that the residents of Scottsdene and Kraaifontein, their bars were supposed to be upgraded. 3 million rand was paid. Right? The contractor never touched the work. A new contractor was brought in. So the city duplicated payment for the same amount of work. Now the question that I ask you is, why did the city not try to recover this money? Say to the first contractor, the offending contractor, right? We've paid you. Where is my client's money? The client being us, the people on the cliff. The city has not tried to recover a cent. The city has not dismissed anyone within the city. The city has not taken a single contractor to court. These people still work for the city of Cape Town.
And is the city aware that, you know, you have filed a complaint at the Office of the Public Protector?
Well, let me put it to you like this. A lot of people know Angus McKenzie is a very, very prominent DA councillor in Bonneville.
Mm-hmm.
He was the first one to poke fun at it when I said I'm laying a charge of the Public Protector. After I laid the charge, he came back online. He made a comment. I went after Angus, as I normally do, and Angus just went quiet. Now, my question to Angus, to Grant Twigg, to Eddie Andrews is, you guys knew about these upgrades. You knew that these upgrades were not happening. Why did you say nothing? I mean, if I am the counselor for Bontevil and I know Bontevil is supposed to receive X, Y, and Z, I know the money is there, but the upgrade never happened. Surely I need to question this in council.
All right. Okay, and just one more for clarity purposes. You mentioned that you had requested to speak with the mayor. The mayor since hasn't gotten back to you. Did you then do a written request to the city of Cape Town in terms of the mayor's office?
When the mayor breaks his commitment to get back to me, I decided that I was not going to deal with the mayor any further because this thing was rushed.
Okay.
I decided to go over his head. I didn't even bother with the city ombudsman because I don't see any point in it. I went straight to the public protector. I've handed the documentation over to the works. We will see what happens from here.
Okay.
But to my uneducated mind, this is a criminal. This is criminal activity. This is organized crime as far as I'm concerned. Because you cannot possibly tell me that this amount of money just disappears and nobody notices. You know, the city brags about clean audits every year. I think the audits need to be investigated. Because there is no way that this is possible.
All right, Fadi, let's leave it at that for this morning. Thanks for chatting to us and bringing all of this to light. We have invited the city of Cape Town for comment, I believe. We're awaiting their response, but we'll keep tabs on this particular story and get back to you as it unfolds. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, shukran to you. Assalamualaikum.
Salam. That was Fadil. Adams, the spokesperson of Gert for Cape Town, speaking to us.